Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with a show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be eager ones on YouTube reviewing for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, Leroy.
What's up?
How the heck are you, buddy?
I'm watching the U.S. get mollywopped.
Mollywopped indeed.
So there's 4 matches going on right now. It's alternate shot.
Okay. What does that mean?
So the alternate shot, you have 2-man teams and you alternate shots.
Yes. Okay.
Here's how it is as of right now. John Rahm versus John Rahm, Tyrrell Hatton versus Bryson DeChambeau and Thomas.
All right.
Rahm and Hatton are up 3-13. Ludwig Oberg and Matthew Fitzpatrick versus Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley.
Mm-hmm.
Oberg and Fitzpatrick are up 5 after 12.
Jesus.
Rory McIlroy and
Tommy. No way you're coming back down 5, right?
With 6 holes to go?
Yeah, I don't think
so. Rory McIlroy, Tommy Fleetwood versus Colin Morikawa and Alex English. McIlroy and Fleetwood up 4.
Jesus.
3-11.
So we're done. With
and,
those.
Well, just this is they play 36 today, tomorrow, and then singles.
Okay. So, okay. We still got time.
Yeah. Usually, and to be fair, all of the team portions of it. So that means the alternate shot. The U.S. sucks at.
Huh. But we'll kill
they
them
always,
the stadium,
always have. But when they do best ball, that means both players play their own ball.
Ooh.
The U.S. does well at that. And then the singles, it's a toss-up.
This is the Ryder Cup?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, indeed. That's what I thought.
That is going on.
What I would say is Sunday. I turn on my TV.
Yep.
And I see 3 teams on the back 9 down 3
How are they this far, like, deep into it, though? It's 10 a.m. What time do they start?
7:30.
It's on, like, U.S. property. So it's like, it's not like they have to accommodate.
They start early because, keep in mind, they play 36 holes and you don't have as much daylight as you have in the summer.
Oh, man.
Right. So, but the only group that's winning is Shoffley and Patrick Cantlay. They're up two.
Yeah.
So as currently is, there'll be 3-1 after the morning session. And usually the U.S. and it works this way every Ryder Cup. And then in the evening, the late matches where they play their own ball, usually the U.S. wins 3-1 and they tied or close to tied after the first day. So, but holy.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, no, there's a big chance. This happens every Ryder Cup. So
just a bad start.
For some reason, the Europeans play the team portion of it where you alternate shots. They always play those better. And then when you play best ball where everybody plays their own ball and the lowest score on the team wins, the U.S. plays those better.
Because we're better.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you got it's a pretty stacked team when you think John Rahm, Tyrrell Hatton, Lewis Ludvig Åberg, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Rory McIlroy, and Tommy Fleetwood on one team.
Yeah, but they don't have heart.
No, but they got scores. Yeah, and that's all that. Heart don't win. Scores win.
But we got a guy with a criminal record, so we're tough.
Who?
Didn't Scotty get arrested?
Got thrown out. Hey, you know what's amazing about that?
Yeah.
He is literally the nicest, most laid-back person on tour.
Nah, you don't know nothing about S-Block Scotty.
So what's up with you, man? What's going on?
You know, I got a call from old show Pony that he was taking the day off. So I figured I'd step in and say hello to my peeps. You know,
it's
football this weekend for us.
I ventured into Chili Peppers last night.
Oh, you watched Thursday Night Football last night.
So let me explain to you.
Let me hear your bet. Let me hear why your plays.
I had Kyler Murray over 28.5.
Okay.
I had.
That seems like a solid pick.
Who's the running back for Seattle?
Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker over like 457 yards.
Okay. Seems solid as well.
Had hold on, let me pull it up. Had had the Seahawks to win.
Okay.
And then had Trey Benson over 19.5 receiving yards. He had 20, and then they adjusted it to 19.
Oh, get out of here, dude.
I got all excited.
That's disgusting. You need to speak to Vegas. I'm not even sure who you speak to.
And when I originally did it, it was 19. By the time I got my bet, it was 19.5.
It's that hook. It's always the hook.
The hook.
It is always the hook.
The hook. And you never think, should I just buy it down to 19? Because you don't think, like, what's a yard, right? A yard. And he had 20.
Yeah.
And then I looked over here to grab my juice, and I looked back, and it said 19.
That's messed up, bro. That's honestly messed up.
Well, it's very easy because if he catches a pass and they give it to him, but it's 3rd and 6 instead of 3rd and 5, then they got to go back and adjust.
Well, you deserve at least, like, $2 or something like
that. And I had the buyout.
It always sucks when you deny the buyout option and then you end up losing. And it's like,
and then at the end of the game, the backup running back scored the touchdown on a 10-yard pass. He wasn't even in the game.
Isn't that the Leroy Horn? Isn't that the come in last couple yards?
No, banging it was a pass.
Oh, okay. No, I know.
From like the 10-yard line.
I wasn't
even in the game. At the end of the game, wasn't even in the game.
I caught bits and pieces of the game. I know the biggest, and you know, before I go too far, hello, good morning, Brittany.
Hello,
how are
good
you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Did you watch any football yesterday?
Unfortunately, I did not because I was working.
The only thing that sucks is what I like about football is I like to, during the commercials and halftime, switch to my other shows and, you know, stay busy. When it's on Prime or Netflix, you can't do that. You got to get out of the app.
And so
I'm stuck watching all the commercials when regular TV, I'm not.
I give you credit. Usually it's like, oh, Leroy, the old man. I'm getting to that too. I'm like, I'm sick of these damn streaming apps, if I'm being honest. That I came up with a great idea the other day and I realized it was cable television. And I'm just like, you know, why did we ever get away from this? I don't understand, but... I was able to catch something. If you watched just split seconds of yesterday's game, the biggest headline you would have thought was Marvin Harrison is on suicide watch because apparently he has the lowest self-esteem and blah, 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 blah. Things happen. And people are just kind of blowing this out of proportion. I know he's had some drops as of recent, but man, everything I kept hearing is Marvin Harrison Jr. and his confidence. And I'm like, guys, he'll be fine.
Here's the problem with him. Okay, and it doesn't mean you can't be successful. But there's a couple of receivers that have this. They can't get uncovered. Hmm. Like, if you notice, every pass he catches, he's draped by a DB, and he makes a great catch.
Yep.
That portion of being a receiver takes a while to earn it from your quarterback. The old throw it up.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
I'll get it.
He's down there somewhere.
Another person like that is as fast as he is. DK Metcalf is the same way. Always covered, right?
Yeah, trust me. He's on my fantasy.
When the quarterback looks up, that's a hard thing to decide, hey, I'm going to throw it anyway. So you almost have to force yourself to throw it to a covered receiver. And that's the problem with Marvin Harris. There's been great receivers that have always been that, where when it's time to get paid, they say, well, he never creates separation. He never does this, right? Anquan Boldin is probably the best example of that, right?
That guy didn't need separation, though.
But that's my point.
Big.
No, he wasn't that big. He was thick, like Debo.
Yeah.
Samuels. He was. Yeah, that's how he was built. So that's a crazy thing in that. And then when you quit on a route.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a good look. That was not a good look for sure.
Right.
I know he did end up pulling in a touchdown pass, which it's the second week in a row I've seen a headline of Marvin Harrison Jr. emotional. And I'm just like, guys,
it's not that he's emotional. He
caught a touchdown.
Just imagine being so dominant in high school and you having to adjust to the other athletes on the field being as good or even better than you. You have to find another way to succeed. So what is that going to be? Use your size. He's a big dude. Use your size. You see catches he made on the sidelines where he put the shoulder in, created a little separation. That's how you have to start playing. And it's sometimes hard for players at any level. When you step up to the elite level, when you realize that, damn, they as good or even better than me, right? How are you going to succeed?
When I moved from Pee Wee football in Miramar to Pee Wee football in Miami Gardens, I was like, it's a bit different. It's a bit different over here, if I'm being honest.
But that's sports. That's sports.
It is, for sure.
And sometimes – guys are very they're disappointed in that.
What's the John Madden quote on the game being all mental? I used to hear it like as I'm playing Madden and think there's something wrong with the math there, but I think he's like 50% of the game is 90% of the game is half mental.
Right.
I'm not sure what the numbers are on that. But, everyone in the league is the best of the best.
Right.
So what separates them is their mental fortitude a lot of the time. How how dedicated they are to recovery, to working when no one's looking, and how they persevere certain things.
The thing that I learned, one of the first things that I learned playing offense in a passing game, is how important every route is to controlling the defense, right? Case in point, when Tua threw that pick,
yeah,
the backside tight end was supposed to run a slant, and he ran an out. So when he ran an out, that safety immediately looked to the strong side. If he had run a slant, that safety would have went across the other way to guard him.
You see, it's a real football person to know that, because to me, the casual, right. I'm like,
right, but so there's a lot of stuff going on that at the end of the day, you just look at the end result. And sometimes there's other things that cause that, you know, for example, you know, the little swing pass or the flat route.
Yeah.
People don't understand how important that is to control the corner. So if you have a guy releasing, you control that corner. It creates space in between the cover two safety and the corner. And they throw that ball in that hole. If the running back can't get out because he has to block, or the tight end runs a wrong route, that corner will now follow the wide receiver all the way. He won't come off until he sees somebody in that short area. And so you have a whole bunch of kind of route combinations that depend on other parts of the route, maybe not even on that side, to control a defense. And if somebody does the wrong thing or stops, it creates confusion for everybody involved.
Dude, that's the expert analysis you get here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
No, that's just how offensive football works, right? And, you know, and so, you know, one of the things that I remember in the offense I played with Brian Billick, one of the ways to get away from that, from a defense just watching you line up in a formation and kind of guarding the players, is we would call the same plays out of a number of different formations, and wherever you were on the field determined what route you ran, not who you were. You see, so if Randy and Chris Carter switched, we would run the same play.
Yeah.
And now Chris was running the go route, Randy's running the hitch. They would all go over to Randy's side thinking that Randy was going to run the go route. And they would rotate the coverage over there. Chris be one-on-one with a corner. So there's a lot that goes into it. When I watch a game, you know, I'm looking for the movement of the defensive backs to see if the offensive play is affecting what they're doing. So whether it's cover two, you hear all this stuff about cover two or, you know, four deep or whatever, it doesn't matter, because you're trying to exploit a certain player or a certain position on the field, area of the field. And regardless of who's playing those positions on defense, they have to react. So you can affect anybody in any defense if everybody's on the same page. If one guy away from the play is not necessarily doing what he's supposed to do, then that guy can cheat another coverage or cheat another offensive player. So that's kind of how it works. So when you watch a game and you see, you know, a guy being doubled or why did he throw that? That safety's over the top. Always look to see what's going on the other side and see if there was a route that affected that guy so you could exploit Tyreek and get him in the open.
Smeathan says, I dare Marcos to repeat anything Leroy has said. He's just been nodding for 9 minutes straight. when you give good football, you gotta listen. You just listen. All right.
But next time you guys watch a game, any game. Yeah.
No, right? You know what? This is the second time this concept has been brought up, because I saw recently Baker Mayfield did some sort of late game adjustments in which he moved the running back to the left side. And him just going out froze the defensive end enough to give him the time that he needed.
What happens with that is when most of the time when you move a running back from the right to the left is because you change the protection to slide a different way. Or to you, if you see a blitz coming from the left and you thought it was going to come over the slot, and you had the slot to the right, you just move the running back over, point to two different guys who are the Mike and the Will, or the Mike and the Sam, right? And that means you, when you see them point to two guys, that means those two guys are blocked, right? The offensive line and the running back are sliding the protection to those two guys. So those two guys are blocked. It also means that now on the other side, if that guy comes off the slot, the running back's not over there, that wide receiver has to now know I have a side adjust. So that's why you see all that movement in the backfield sometimes. Is you so know, you can manipulate your protection, and but everybody has to be on the same page, because guess what? If that guy comes off the slot and the wide receiver or the slot guy doesn't run a side adjust, now the quarterback gets hit in the face.
These headlines are brought to you by your Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen priced like they lost their minds. Doral Volkswagen, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. We have an action-packed show, although there's little to no action this weekend. And by the way, Dade South says, the Mike is a middle linebacker, Marcos. Let me tell you what pisses me off. I just got Madden the other day. Apparently, we don't use left outside linebacker, right outside linebacker, middle linebacker. No, it's Mike, Will, Sam, Will.
Yeah.
What is that? What does that even mean?
Weak linebacker, strong linebacker.
I need left or right. I need left or right.
Let me tell you why, Marcos.
Yeah.
Because left and right is dependent on where the tight end is lined up. It's not dependent on how you look at it on your.
Nope.
Yes.
When I play Madden,
hey, and the Sam linebacker,
yeah,
will usually always follow the tight end. Strong linebacker. The tight end signifies the strength of the offense. Sam will always follow the tight end. Weak linebacker will always go to the open side.
See, now imagine that, though. Now imagine I have to be referred to as a weak linebacker. I couldn't just be the right one. You know?
They don't call you weak linebacker. That's what it is. They call you the Will.
Like, we need different names then. I need more exciting names then. All right?
How about this?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes in protection, because the quarterback sees something, he'll call the Sam linebacker as the Mike. You know what that means? The strong linebacker. He'll say Mike is actually the Sam. That means that you have the Sam and the slot guy blocked. And if somebody comes up the middle, now he's free. So the two guys that he points out to be the Mike and the Sam can change depending on what he sees and who he thinks is coming.
I don't like that.
And the reason why you do that, you want to know why you do that?
Why?
When they're in nickel or dime, because you might only have one linebacker. So you got to identify the two guys, even though it's not a linebacker, you got to identify them as Mike and Sam.
That's not their name, though. We need to switch the names up. We need to call them by name. From now on, you need to know it.
So what,
Roquan.
Watch. When you watch, and you have to be careful with this. Want to know why? Because if you go up to the line of scrimmage and point at Mike and Sam, what is the defense going to assume? It's a pass.
Oh.
So sometimes he comes up and he points and it's a run. So you have, these are all the things you have to be very cognizant of as to exposing what you're doing.
This explains my poor record in Madden. But I'm doing my best and I will do my best.
It's, you know what? It's just like that's basically what I just explained to you is offensive football 101. The first things you learn when you start doing pass protection or any offensive plays is identifying the mic and the Sam.
I disagree. The first thing you learn is a three-point stance.
No, a lot of offensive linemen don't even get in a three-point stance anymore.
I know, but in Pee Wee football, I was watching my nephew play Pee Wee football the other day. He's in 10U. Man, those stances are questionable. I'll tell you what. There's some.
You know why? Because yeah. The hardest thing in the world I used when I played fullback in the wishbone. Oh. You know what the hardest thing to do is when you get in a three-point stance?
What?
C. You got the helmet pulled down like this.
Oh, that's right. Right? Yeah.
And so you're like,
you're kind of trying to.
Yes. 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 So cool. Now you see guys in the 2-point stance going like this. Yeah.
Now imagine this kid weighs 76 pounds and his helmet is about 33%
right.
of that.
Right.
It's
right.
Amazing.
So,
it's amazing.
So, a lot of them, it has to do with seeing and it makes them look awkward. Because they're trying to look up and see. So I'm just telling you, this is all stuff that I used to remember playing in front of the Wishbone. I'm like, yo, can I get in a 2-point stance? Why? Well, I can't see.
Can I get the Ashton Jeanty just standing there like Michael Myers instead? Like just ready to just go.
You know why they do that?
Why?
Timing.
Oh.
If you get in too good of a stance, right? So if you get down in the stance and take off, sometimes you're too fast.
I was going to say.
So what you do to slow you up and kind of get with the flow of the run play or the pass play to give you more time is you stand kind of straight up so that first couple of steps is not as fast. That's it.
Well, I hope you guys
enjoyed that. Used to do to combat that?
What?
I used to line up 8.5 yards deep.
Damn. What's a normal rate?
Anywhere from 7 to 5.
Oh, okay. So you took that extra and a half.
Yeah, so I could be full. I mean, when I was, I had a full head of steam.
Nice. I hope you guys enjoyed that excellent football talk because we got a lot of silliness on the show, baby. We got Radio Taboo coming later. We also have What the Kids Say. This is probably going to be the craziest episode of What the Kids Say because the kids are saying crazy things nowadays. So
I don't even talk to kids no more.
You might as well not. Based off of what you're going to hear today, I guarantee you probably won't ever use these things.
If one more kid tells me mid, it's go time.
Oh, mid. That is the least of our issues now, based off of what I'm hearing. In addition to that, we got Alex Dono, who's going to join us later on in the show to talk Miami Hurricanes. We have our favorite Friday games of You're Dead to Me. We're going to try to tickle Leroy's fancy. Man, we got it all happening here on the show, so make sure you stay tuned. We got more Tobin and Leroy coming.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Leroy?
What's up?
What are you watching?
Ryder Cup, baby. It's not looking good.
Yeah. It's not looking good.
They look like the Dolphins week one.
That's okay because we bounced back and look at us now, baby. 0-3, right where we wanted to be. The Miami Dolphins set to play the winless New York Jets on Monday Night Football.
You think they have the same thoughts that we're having in New York?
See,
like, hey. We got to get this dub. We playing the Dolphins.
Yeah. No, I definitely think that they're looking at the Dolphins like, hey, slump buster. But it's a weird thing in New York because although you can say both teams haven't necessarily been successful over the past couple of years, it seems like chaos has surrounded the Jets for so many years now that they may be a little bit more used to it at this point. But they're delirious, delusional New York fans. So.
I will tell you.
And so am I.
From a person that's played on a team with chaos, and there's no more chaos than deciding in the middle of the season or announcing in the middle of the season that the team's moving.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it because here's what happens. The people upstairs don't talk to the media. Only the players do. And while you don't want the chaos, while you don't want the distractions, they don't ask the owner or the GM. They don't, those guys don't talk. It's the coach, it's the players. And now you're trying to answer questions that you probably shouldn't even be asked because you're not responsible for those issues. You see what I mean? And so, yeah, nobody likes the chaos. What I would say is when you look at all the successful teams, the one thing that you never hear from is either the owner or the GM, right? You don't care. It's the coach, it's the players. And most of the time when it's that situation, you're only dealing with what happened on the field. That's not chaos. Like the Philadelphia Eagles last year and the beginning of this year with Jalen Hurts, you know, how they're going after him with pass. You're winning. That's nothing. Right. But when you have to go into a presser and you're asking questions about backup offensive linemen and you know, play calling and all these things, and you're a player, that's chaos. Because now you're trying to figure out how to answer questions that you really can't answer.
So I guess from a chaos standpoint, because you're right, you know, bad football isn't chaos, but your quarterback potentially doing ayahuasca instead of showing up for practice is chaos.
Right.
So in that sense.
Right.
Maybe they're not as chaotic. But
when you think
bad.
About the Jets, about the Jets, you think about all the other stuff. They have talent on their team, right? They have a stud and wide receiver. They have a formidable defense, right? Yeah,
really?
But sure. when you go to play the Jets, that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about the chaos with, you know, drafting a quarterback second overall. What the GM, the owner, the chaos surrounding them, that trickles down to the players. And so we start talking about that. Same thing we're here. We're not talking about the players as much as we're talking about why the offensive line has struggled or hasn't had any commitment, or why all these players that have left the team are playing well in other places, or why this? Why can't we get Tyreek the ball? Why can't we do this? Like, these are all things outside of the realm of a player. And the player's trying to be politically correct by not throwing management under the bus. But if you had a regular job, how many times you've gone into a place and say, why is this, this, this? And they go, corporate.
Yeah, I'm the manager somewhere.
What if Tua came out and said, why is your offensive line this? Why is your – and he just said, corporate.
Corporate, man. Budget.
Right. You know, so that's what causes chaos in a locker room. And so that's why a lot of times it sounds like I'm defending Tua. I'm not defending Tua's play. But the situation that some of the players have been thrust in, right? Like, for example, why should another player have to answer about the situations with Tyreek Hill? What do they know? Yeah. They don't know what that man's going through, right? And so, like, these are the – when they talk about outside distractions, they talk about stuff like this because, right, we're putting the burden of answering questions about situations on people that either can't say nothing or really, truly don't know. That's what chaos is in an organization.
Well, it seems like every time this man steps up to the microphone, another quotable chaotic moment happens. Of course, I'm talking about our very own sassy quarterback, Tua talks a lot of caca.
Yeah.
I have very, very interesting things to say about our sassy boy, including ranking his top sassiest moments as a Miami Dolphin. We're going to hear from Darren Waller as he attempts to make his return.
Oh, he's talking now? Hey, yeah, you know
finally
what?
We can hear him. Yeah.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Less talky talk, more play play.
Yeah, that would be good.
Right? Like you good. Should not. You wait. So we interviewing a guy. Let me get this straight. After week 3 because he practiced.
Yeah, baby.
Think about where we are.
Yeah.
Right? What, just out of curiosity.
Yes.
Why would anybody want to hear anything from Darren Waller? This is not a knock on him. He hasn't played. What are you expecting? What could you possibly ask him?
Look, stick around to the Tobin and Leroy show and you'll find out. But before we get into football talk in the hour formerly known as Hour Tua, we got to get into one of our favorite segments whenever I come around. And that's Day Today. We're going to wish happy birthday to our favorite celebrities and find out what day we'll be celebrating when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on a wonderful Frog Boy Friday. Which means Show Pony is out. He will return next week. But since I'm in, we're here with the Silly Sauce, baby. Time now for one of our favorite, and by our, I mean only me, things to do on a Frog Boy Friday is determine who we are wishing a happy birthday to celebrity-wise and what national day we're supposed to be celebrating. The segment is called Day to Day. Now, I did some research today in regards to birthdays, celebrity birthdays, but I found that there was such a lack of cool birthdays today that I went to yesterday, and I was just floored with the amount of recognizable people that were yesterday. So I'm going to give a happy belated birthday to some people. But before I do, let's see if you guys recognize any of these people. Let's start with Serena Williams, 44 years old. That's pretty good. 44. Did you know how old Serena was, Brittany?
No, I probably would have gone with a little younger. I'm not going to lie.
Because she played tennis so recent, right?
Exactly. But I guess, like, it is a sport that, like, you can – there's a longevity to it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they, at least what I've seen, the greats usually last until – I mean, what, late 30s, early 40s at most?
For women, no. For some reason, women in all sports start earlier, finish earlier. Same thing happens in golf. Like women that get to like 30, right? That mid-30s is considered very old. Whereas in the men's golf game, that's like almost their prime. But keep in mind, a lot of these women turn pro and play on the tour right after high school.
Wow.
So, right. So well, they're playing the same amount of years.
They're developing just faster. Sooner.
Huh?
The same thing is like they have children. You know, they say that girls are developing faster, mature faster than boys and stuff. Maybe they just do everything faster.
Well, it's starting to change a little bit because they have college U. So that means that if you're ranked as an amateur at the end of the year, the number one ranked player in amateur ranks through college U, you automatically get a tour card. And then up until, I think, the top 20 or 25 get some type of status, either on the, Corn Ferry Tour or something along those lines.
Corn Ferry Tour?
Yeah, that's what it's called. That's the minor league PGA.
Ah. Well, a couple other birthdays today, only like three more you guys may recognize from this list here. Damian Priest, does that ring any bells for you guys?
Damian Priest, he's a
WWE wrestler.
I definitely then don't know based on how this week has gone. I definitely don't know who that is.
That's fair. let's see. Nev Schulman. You may not know him from his name, but if you guys are familiar with the show Catfish.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Okay. All right. The host of Catfish got something out of you. That's good. And Russ. Do you guys know the rapper Russ?
No.
Yeah. See, that's what I saw. you actually may know this name, Leroy. I know the name. I don't know why I know the name. Olivia Newton-John.
What?
Don't of course.
Don't Are you joking? No, you don't know what? She's so
no
important.
Longer with us.
Yes.
Yeah, but oh,
Sandy Greece, from Greece. Are you actually being serious?
Hey, listen. I apologize. That's me right there. Sandy from Greece. she's got some respect in the game for sure. So exactly. I give that one. That one was me. One hit wonder. But hey, that was me.
One hit wonder.
I mean, they would have.
You know who, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
Prince wrote a song for her.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Well, you know, she's the one that I want.
But Prince wrote songs for, if you go look at his, some of the songs that he wrote for other people, you'd be amazed. He wrote songs for everybody.
Nah, Prince was definitely a goaded songwriter, but, come on, what are we doing
here? I mean, that was also skinny John Travolta.
Just Diana. Oh, yeah, that was. I mean, you know, I don't know. He didn't necessarily look like he was in high school, according to what that movie was supposed to make me believe.
Who does? But a lot of these high school shows have 20-something-year-olds.
That connection with the singer Prince through her daughter. Oh, who's Prince was the name of... musician. Okay, anyway, I got into the deep history of her life, but screw the 26th because that was stupid. Now I'm about to go through all the names of September 25th. These are the happy belated birthdays that you guys didn't celebrate yesterday because you're bad people. Will Smith.
Getting you with it.
He'll slap you.
Mima.
Yeah. Mima celebrated a birthday.
Yeah.
You know what? That's beautiful. Donald Glover.
Okay.
AKA Childish Gambino turned 42 yesterday.
Yep.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's got to be in her 60s, right?
56.
Wow, I'm older than her.
You don't look it though. Handsome.
She does.
Oof. T.I. turned 45.
Yeah. He just had a baby.
Coming live for the did he? Jesus.
Yeah. With what? Yeah. He had a kid with what's her name? Or he just got married. Sorry.
He just got married. Did Tiny and T.I. have a baby?
I don't think they did.
No, he just got married.
The woman he's been with for 30 years? Yeah,
forever?
T.I. got married? I think you're
wait, who am I? Leroy.
Hey, listen.
No, you know what? Nelly.
Nelly
got married.
Okay. There you go.
Ashanti.
That probably there makes more sense there.
There it is. My bad. Now that I thought about it.
Yeah. Well, that's also wrong because Nelly got married in 2023. But hey, you know what?
did he just have a kid?
They had their first kid in expecting their first child together in 2023. Maybe they had another kid, but I'm just not gonna believe anything you say.
All right, so I'm off.
You're thinking of another black guy, and that's very messed up of you, Leroy. Chauncey Billups turned 49. Big shot Billups.
Big shot Billups.
That's Teddy great. Swims. Teddy Swims turned 33.
That's it.
That's it.
Wait,
what?
Hold on.
Yeah. Teddy Swims, 33.
How many people would have been off by 10 years?
Me? No, I mean, yeah. Not 10. Maybe not 10 years, but I definitely thought
I would
he was
say
like 40.
He's closer to 40.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Beautiful voice, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Rosalia. Rosalia turns 33 as well.
Oh my gosh, that's another so shocking age. Shocking. I would have expected her to be younger, like still in her 20s, like late 20s.
Bella Ramsey. You guys may not know her name, but if you've watched Game of Thrones, she was the small little queen of the, I don't know, I think something in the north. She had her own territory in the north. If you saw her face, you know who the hell she is. And if I'm not mistaken, she actually played in The Last of Us, that the female character. I don't know. I don't watch the show. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, turned 74 yesterday.
He died, didn't he?
R.I.P. He would have been 74 yesterday.
Okay.
Christopher Reeve.
Oh, no. Mark Hamill didn't die.
He didn't die. Stop Queen, killing
His sister died in the movie.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Leia. Yes. Carrie Fisher. Sure. She
Princess
did die.
Scottie Pippen turned 60.
Really?
Kate Cunningham 60? Turned 24.
Wow. He's young.
A lot of birthdays yesterday, and we're actually up against it. I'm sorry, I've been babbling away, so I'll just give you the quick days we're supposed to be celebrating today. It's national. Okay, go ahead and write that down. National Johnny Appleseed Day is today. If you know the legend of Johnny Appleseed, he spread apples across America. Who knows? National Pancake Day is today, September 26th, so make sure you celebrate that. and National Dumpling Day. Before we go, pan fried or steamed your dumplings? What do we like here? What do we like?
I like both. I always order half and half. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not a dumplings guy. It just seems like a mini empanada.
It's not.
But steamed is too runny.
Too runny, I feel like a noodle.
You know what I mean? Too soft.
I like them both. I'm with Brittany on this one. I'll take them both.
No.
And it's also National Shamu the Whale Day. So go to SeaWorld, maybe? I'm not sure.
No, let's not. Don't go to SeaWorld.
Oh, we're not going to SeaWorld. No. But, so do we not celebrate this day then?
We celebrate Shamu, RIP, but not SeaWorld.
All right. Well, you heard the lady. He was born in captivity on September 26th, so we will celebrate him, but not the captivity part. Eat a dumpling instead. When we come back, we got just a normal hour on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.